flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Driven by your local Washington area Honda dealers. Stop in for a great deal on the rugged and capable Honda Pilot. Contact your local Washington area Honda dealers today.
So, Jeeps, I'd say this is a decent-sized double play for your pal, Randy Duyea, here. Something that you know, something that everybody that works here know. In fact, things that people that came to the 106.7 The Fan live event this past Friday are aware of. So, if you're listening to the show, first of all, thank you. We appreciate it. You might remember that I was absent from Caddies on Cordell for the Friday field trip series before the NFC title game, where Washington came in second to the Stupid Eagles, right? I hate to miss that show. It's probably one of the biggest shows Grant and I have ever done together, and I didn't get to do it, which is kind of a bummer. But the reason, I would say, is pretty good. And that reason is we didn't, we kept it pretty close to the vest, didn't tell people, et cetera, but not this past Friday, but the Friday before. My wife and I welcomed our third child into the world. Little baby Ruye, number three, was born a couple Fridays ago. So whatever day this is, it's like day 14, 15. I can't even keep track. I also haven't slept. I'm bleary-eyed and exhausted, and it's too much. And what are we doing? I'm way too old to have a newborn, but I do. So we got three boys, and that is what's going on. That is the big announcement for old Randy Duyea.
First of all, congratulations. Well done, Danny.
Thank you. Yes.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We're very happy. We're very proud of you that everybody is healthy. So a couple of things. I don't want to bury the lead, which is that you have a baby.
We have a baby.
And that's so cute. And, oh, my God, you have a baby. I want to reiterate that one more time. Danny Ruye, who is 46, right?
45. 46. How dare you?
45.
Yep.
Has an infant.
Has an infant.
Like, when you sit on the couch, you hold a baby that is days old.
He's very tiny.
I want everyone to
He's just a little
acknowledge
fella.
That.
Yeah, as I said, it is too much. So I was actually talking about this with someone today. I had a meeting this morning. And they're like, what's it like? How's everything? And I go, well, I got a buddy that I play pickleball with. This dude named Michael Wardian is one of the great extreme athletes in human history, as far as I'm concerned. The guy runs a million miles and, like, will take a nap on the side of the road, then run a million more. And one thing he said to me was, I do these extreme athletic events. He'll erg for 24 hours straight, or he'll run, 80 miles with a rucksack and all sorts of crap, right? And it's not that it gets easier. It's that your pain tolerance and your threshold, you get used to it. So in other words, he's like, I still cramp up at mile 17. I still can't feel my legs at mile 22. My head hurts so bad, I can't even see at mile 30. But you just are used to it and you keep going. This is my version of that. It's too much. It's chaos. There are so many boys in my house, and they all need something completely different, and it's loud, and then there's tears, and everyone's upset, and everyone's cranky all the time, and it's overwhelming. It's not that that gets any easier. It's still overwhelming, but that just becomes your new normal, and you adapt in that way. So it's not easy, but we're doing it right now.
Three boys, man. Time to try for that girl, huh?
We're good. The vasectomy is 2 weeks away.
They made a valiant effort this time for the girl, I will say.
I'll be frank with you. We weren't really trying for anything. This is what we like to call an ambush. Surprise. That's what happened.
Here we go. Yep. Or should I say, here we go.
Here we go.
Al Michaels style. Well, if I could say, though, this is all very celebratory, but as an aside from just a sheer radio standpoint.
Yep.
Your handling of this has cemented you behind the scenes as one of the great wackadoos in station history. I mean, now Danny does his thing in general, where he's much more private than most of us are on the station, I would say. A little bit of an open book scenario here, in my case, or the junkies who are talking about, you know, what games they're going to and their kids and whatever else. Danny, you know, doesn't use his wife's name, his kids' names. He's a little more anonymous in that way, which is everyone should do what they want to do. To have navigated 9 months of pregnancy and a week, and to have not mentioned that you were expecting a child is quite a thing, man.
Yeah, I would say it was harder for you than for me, I think.
Well, here's what's really weird is that when Danny was going to miss this huge show and this big party, and he knew already, you know, this Thursday before the next day when we were going to be out at Caddy's in Bethesda, that he wasn't going to be there. Before we did the show on that Thursday, a couple weeks back, I said, so you're just going to announce today that you're not there because you're having the baby? He's like, no. And I said, okay, well, what about when everyone asks where you are the next day? Is it I'm supposed to tell them you had a baby the next day? He's like, no, don't do that. And I said, so what do I say? And Danny, this is what you said to me. You go, yeah, that's a weird spot for you, man. I'm sorry about that.
Anyways, have a good one.
I mean, now, it's your child. It's that you we should do what you're comfortable with. But
as I said,
no one at work
for you
knew.
Than for me. Yeah.
No one at work knew. Mm-hmm. Like, the junkies were asking me, like, where's Danny? The EB comes to the Bethesda thing. It's just, I understand that this was a bit of a unique, I will say, situation for Mr. Rouye. But boy, did you keep a good secret around the office everywhere.
We kept it whisper quiet. I mean, I had to inform direct superiors. I had to inform, like, direct coworkers. Hey, there may be some days and times I'm not as readily available. And
I think, you know, I found out only because there were some doctor's appointments, not in any way based on our 15-year relationship.
Exactly right, yeah. I mean, it was one of those things where it's like, you know, my wife said, you're pretty much going to have to, you're going to have to tell them at some point.
This is one of those things, by the way, that people ultimately notice, you know?
Yes.
Like, based either on your wife looking like maybe she has a baby inside of her.
Would you look at that?
Or the child that's now at your house, like, someone at some point was going to come up to you and go, Danny, you guys had a baby? And you're like, what do you mean?
Huh?
As he's holding a baby in his hand.
Why would you say that? Is it because of the baby that looks like me, kind of?
But three children.
Three
How
dudes.
About it?
Yep, three boys.
Boys are handling it well?
They are. It is a major, major adjustment. Especially for, I was going to say, my youngest. He's not my youngest anymore. He's not the middle one. He's been the little prince for a long time, right? And everything is basically, and you guys know this, when you've got a youngest, they're the ones that you kind of have to be catered to more, because it's like they're the one throwing the tantrum, they're the ones squawking, they're the ones whining, they're the ones that, like, you know, the older brother or sister or whatever picks on him, you have to deal with it. So, like, everything's been catered towards him being at peace, and now all of a sudden it's like, and nobody got time for it, dude. Like, no one has time for your whining, and yet, so it's been a slow process, I would say, but they're coming around. I even have a picture of him holding the little guy, which happened for almost 6-7 seconds. So we're getting there, man. It's a major adjustment.
I like it. So we're now tied, by the way, at three children apiece, myself and Danny. Danny is, I'm going to say, based on you said you're having a vasectomy scheduled, it
Absolutely,
sounds like.
Absolutely, yes.
So I'm going to say that you're probably a plus 900 on the board to end up not having a fourth child. But hey, maybe you end up winning the competition. Nobody knows.
There is a friend of somebody. It's actually a buddy of mine who said, this is talking about himself. He goes, I am a vasectomy baby. And I went, excuse me? He said, yeah, my dad thought he was all done. Turns out he was not. So I'm going to triple check, quadruple, however many checks I need, just to make sure that there's
Cinco
there's,
check.
There is nothing else coming.
Well, congratulations,
Thank
buddy.
Thank you, buddy.
The Grant and Danny family, the 106.7, the family, grows just a little bit bigger. Another boy in the Rouye household, just the way it should be. We love that.